I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. State lawmakers for a second time this year will converge onto Santa Fe for a special legislative session on Tuesday, and the focus will be to spend the remaining $300 million in CARES Act money. Lawmakers hope to get financial help to New Mexican workers, families, and businesses hit by the latest shutdown. District 54 State Representative Jim Townsend of Eddy County, the minority floor leader, tells us more about the special session.
We've got about $180 million of unemployment benefit. It's got a $100 million grant for small businesses not to exceed $50,000. And then it's got some COVID testing and tracing dollars in it, about $10 million. And then it's about $20 million of rental assistance.
The special session begins at 11 a.m. on Tuesday and is expected to last through the day. Day three of testimony in the class action lawsuit to return New Mexico students back to their classrooms continues today. A federal judge in Albuquerque will listen to more testimony from teachers, parents, and school administrators. State Representative and soon-to-be State Senator from Lee County, David Gallegos, who spearheaded the effort, tells us more.
Some of the questions he's asked and some, you know, references he's all along the way, he's asked just to provide different details. I think he's going to be ready to make a decision.
And that decision will determine when students statewide can return to their classrooms, including Lincoln County. The Village of Ruidoso Parks and Recreation Department will still host the 2020 Turkey Trot on November the 28th to benefit the Lincoln County Food Bank. Jasmine Estrada with Parks and Rec tells us the event will be virtual. She explains.
We are going to host the Turkey Trot virtually. And so all of our registered participants who have already registered will still get a free shirt and we're going to mail those out. But we're asking them to take a photo and let us know their time for their run or walk, and we'll share that photo on our Facebook, and we'll be sure to mail out their t-shirt.
As for the cans of food, participants should drop them off at the Parks and Recreation Office or at the Lincoln County Food Bank. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.